Radio Gdańsk, English News.
This is Andrew Carter with the headlines on Tuesday, 6th of September 2022. Head of Polish state broadcaster TVP dismissed. Second Pomeranian River under drought warning. And Polish tennis star goes through to last 16 in US Open. Good afternoon. Polish state media outlet TVP has a new president after the sudden dismissal of the incumbent Jacek Kurski yesterday by the National Media Council. Kurski was removed after 6 years in the job, during which time he was twice dismissed and reappointed again. He wrote on Twitter that yesterday's decision was taken by his political community in consultation with him. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki told reporters that the National Media Council had acted autonomously in its choice. The incoming TVP president, Mateusz Matyszkowicz, has been a board member of TVP since 2019 and says he will enrich and diversify the broadcaster's output. Another drought warning has been announced in Pomerania, this one for the Słupia River. The Institute of Meteorology and Water Management said the alert covers the Słupia from its source to Skotawa. One other river in Pomerania, the Wieżyca, is already under a drought notice. Other provinces are worse affected. The highest number of warnings are in Subcarpathia, West Pomerania, Warmia, Mazury and Mazovia. The Weather Institute reminds us that at this time last year there were floods on both the Oder and Vistula rivers. Rain is forecast later this week, starting in some places on Thursday and falling across the country from Friday. However, the forecasters say the amount of rainfall will not dramatically change the drought situation. Penalty points for drivers on Polish roads are to increase for many offences as part of a campaign to increase safety. From the 17th of September, the maximum number of points that can be given for violation will rise from 10 to 15. It means, for example, that a driver caught twice using their phone at the wheel will lose their licence. The list of offences for which penalties will increase includes failing to comply with traffic light signals, failing to give way to a pedestrian at a crossing, entering a railway crossing on a red signal, and speeding. Commissioner Robert Opas from the Road Traffic Office of the General Police Headquarters said that the changes target crimes that pose the greatest threat to the safety of road users. Iga Świątek won her third round tennis match in the US Open yesterday, putting her in the last 16 players in the tournament. The match against American Lauren Davis wasn't easy for the Pole, who had to battle hard after her opponent took a 4-1 lead in the second set. But Świątek came back to win five games in a row and ended the match 6-3, 6-4. On Monday, she will meet German Yulia Niemeyer, who is ranked 108th in the world and who reached the Wimbledon quarterfinals this year.
The weather.
A bright and sunny day is on the cards for Gdansk, with morning clouds clearing to give blue skies, light winds and a high of 18 Celsius or 64 Fahrenheit. Overnight, the temperature will sit around 9 Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit, and the outlook for the next couple of days, at least, is dry and overcast, with similar temperatures to today. Thanks for listening to the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather.